Deacons live out their vocation in many ways within the church. But if you ask the average Catholic what is a deacon, well, you might get some varying answers. However, many are dedicated to serving the poor on the streets or imprisoned. Others, well, they might work in positions actually at parish offices. Well, and if you're like our guest today, some have built a worldwide ministry of evangelization. Deacon Harold Brick-Sivers is joining me this morning to talk about his latest book, Our Life of Service, the Handbook for Catholic Deacons. Good morning, Deacon Harold. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Brenda. It's great to be with you. In studio for a change.
It's good to see you.
Good to actually physically see you and not on the computer screen.
Well, God bless us. Let us hope that this is the light at the end of the tunnel. It is always wonderful to have our guests in studio with us. Well, Deacon, you've written a wonderful book, and it's a little bit different than kind of the typical book about deacons. Before we get to that, though, kind of remind our listeners about your own journey to the diaconate and how you first heard that call that your vocation was going to be to the diaconate.
Yeah, so ever since I was 9 or 10, I felt God was calling me to something which I thought was priesthood. And when I got to high school, it was run by Benedictine monks. They had a come and see program, which I did all 4 years. So after college, I worked for a year to join the monastery. And I thought, this is going to be great. I'm going to be a monk and then a priest and, you know. But God had other plans. And so even when I left monastic life, I still felt a pull or a tug that God was, that nagging feeling like God was calling me to something. And so when we moved to Oregon, I discovered the diaconate. And, you know, when I read the description in Lumen Gentium, the Second Vatican Council document on the church, I read the paragraph on the diaconate. I said, oh, my goodness, that's exactly what God's calling me to do. And so I started the program. I was accepted into the program at 30 and was ordained back in 2002.
Wow. So many years, nearly 20 years mm-hmm. of service to the church. It's so exciting. Now, being married to a deacon, and I think as a deacon yourself, maybe you've heard this line before, but people might think, oh, well, the diaconate, that's for men who wanted to be priests and be married. They are two totally different vocations, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And the primary vocation is actually marriage for those who are looking to become permanent deacons and that are married. So what happens is that you're supposed to be, as a man, you're supposed to be serving well in your home. The diaconia, the servant of the home. So that means that you are the priest in your house, and your the main job is to offer sacrifice, to offer your life as a sacrifice for your wife and children. So the church recognizes that and says, hey, maybe this particular man is called to take that diaconal service ministry he's exercising in the domestic church and share those gifts with the entire church. And that's really what the call to the diaconate is about. And the wife has to say yes. So that's very important.
So important indeed. And we all know that the permanent diaconate brought back through the Second Vatican Council, but this is nothing new. The role of the deacon, the ordination of the deacon, it's ancient.
Yeah, it goes all the way back to Acts chapter 6. And the diaconate never fell out as an order from the church. So it was a permanent order till about the 10th century. And then it became a transitional order, but it never stopped. The diaconate never stopped. In fact, it was the Council of Trent that met from 1545 to 1563 that called for the restoration of the permanent diaconate. But what won out was the seminary system. Because okay. St. Charles Borromeo was alive during that time and was one of the people that, you know, after the Council of Trent, really started and a formal seminary system based on the philosophy of St. Thomas Aquinas. And so that won out. And so now it wasn't till, again, actually the First Vatican Council, and then obviously was cut short by the Franco-Prussian War, and then the Second Vatican Council was really where it was brought up again. So you're right, it's very ancient.
Deacon Harold Brick-Sivers is joining me today. He has a great new book available, Our Life of Service, the Handbook for Catholic Deacons. Deacon, this isn't a book that explains the diaconate, but really something for deacons. Explain the purpose of your book.
So, I was home, as was everybody, all the other Catholic speakers, going, what am I going to do now? Because I can't go anywhere. It's always been in my heart to write a book about the diaconate. And I thought, well, what aspect of the diaconate do I want to write about? So I obviously surveyed all the books that were out there and saw that there was a gap and an opportunity for me to write about the service ministry of the deacon. And so when you're ordained, it's three what they call munis, or functions or tasks or duties. It's teaching, sanctifying, and leading. So it's that third tier, the leading tier, the service ministry, because deacons are ordained to be ministers of evangelization. Our job is to assist the bishop with his ministry of not just proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, but the life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ. And so there's basically three parts to the book. The first part talks about the spirituality of diaconal service. So, for example, you're in a parish, you're working at St. Vincent de Paul, and you're working alongside a deacon. What's the difference? Because, I mean, you're both doing the same thing, but right. Why is that spirituality different? So I talk about that in the first part of the book. Like, what is the service ministry to deacon? What is it theologically and spiritually? The second part is serving in the parish. And so I don't shy away from the tensions that sometimes happens between lay people and deacons, or priests and deacons, and even the marriage, you know, because the deacon's doing a bunch of stuff and the wife maybe sometimes feel that the church is a mistress, is just taking her husband away from her and that kind of stuff. So I address all those and how to find balance and perspective. And then the third part of the book is serving outside of the parish, where I think the majority of the deacon's work should be, because that's where the gospel really needs to be heard. Then our job is to gather the people who hear the gospel and respond and bring them back to the church, back to the healing ministry of the priest, back to the shepherd.
Deacon Harold, what is the status of deacons within the United States? I mean, that is most definitely a vocation that's growing.
Yes, that's right. In fact, the United States has more, well, North America, but the United States in particular, has more deacons than any other country in the world, by far. So I think the diaconal ministry is important. And it's still in its infancy. I mean, think about it. As you said, it was only restored as a permanent order back in the Second Vatican Council, you know, 50 going on maybe 60 years. That's nothing in church time.
Exactly.
You know, and so that's why I think this book is important, because I think it's another part of the development of diaconal ministry. And what's great about this book is I elicited essays from other deacons. So I didn't just want to, as I was talking about, okay, I'm talking about this, but I want to other people to live the experience of other deacons. So I found deacons of every race, color, nationality, years of ordination, and I wanted their perspectives. So at the end of every chapter, there's a reflection by a deacon. And in the third part of the book, I even enlisted our own Deacon En Vu, who I was ordained with back in 2002, because he has a phenomenal ministry outside the United States.
Deacon, I definitely want to get more into that, because again, it's a wonderful book. It is for deacons, but I think it's a great resource for so many more people. But I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue in our next half hour?
Absolutely.
I am continuing now my conversation with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Deacon Harold has a great new book out. I encourage all of our listeners to check it out. Whether you want to become a deacon or not, because they affect all of our lives, the book, Our Life of Service, the Handbook for Catholic Deacons. Deacon Harold is joining me today. Thank you so much for staying with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this book. Deacon, Bishop Sean McKnight of Jefferson City says on the back of this book, he recommends it to those who are actively engaged in the ministry and for those who are discerning a call to diaconal ministry. What can the discerner learn in the pages of your book?
Well, I specifically had the people discerning diaconate in mind as well, because they want, okay, what is it going to be like? What is it going to be like to live this out? In fact, I would recommend that those who are discerning would read this along with their wives, so they can both see kind of, hey, here's what we can expect to be doing possibly in the ministry of the diaconate. And so one thing you want to remember is someone in the diaconate program doesn't mean you're going to be a deacon. It means you're discerning. Just like anything else, seminary, anything like that, doesn't mean you're going to be a priest. You're discerning. And marriage, quite frankly, mm-hmm. too. When couples come to me for marriage prep, they think they're getting married. I think they're still discerning. So the answer may be no. You know, you may go through the process as you read this book and say, wow, this is beautiful, but I don't think God is calling me to this. You know, so it's a helpful way to help you evaluate whether you believe that God is actually calling you to this ministry or service.
Oh, it's just a wonderful book. I encourage all of our listeners to check it out or maybe give it to somebody, because it's often how other people can recognize maybe the call that, you know, a young man or wouldn't necessarily be willing to jump on that tugging. The name of the book, Our Life of Service, The Handbook for Catholic Deacons. Deacon Harold, in our first half hour, you talked about some of the contributors to your book, deacons who are living their vocation. Kind of tell our listeners about how you included their insights throughout the pages of your book.
Yeah, so obviously when you have doing the work that I'm doing, you meet a lot of people.
Sure.
And I've met some phenomenal brother deacons from around the country, actually from around the world. And so when I was thinking about the book, I thought, well, who can I call from my friends to kind of that I think would be good for this particular chapter? And so I thought about it. I reached out to them, and they were very gracious in submitting essays. And I think what it'll do, in fact, Deacon James Thurman is another one. He's also in the book as well.
Fantastic.
So you have two deacons from our archdiocese that are included in the book. And to get their perspective, so they can see, okay, I'm talking about, okay, here's some of the theological and the practical, but here's another deacon that's bringing a new perspective, or maybe a drawing out on something deeper that I talked about in the chapter, and bringing their own life and experience into the pages of the book, and it really makes it come alive. And at the end of every chapter too, there's also some discussion questions for reflection and for formation as well. So it's just this is unlike any book this is my fifth book. It's not like any book I've written before, and I'm very, very pleased with how it came out.
Oh, for all of our listeners, and hopefully dioceses around the country will take this book and really use it as part of their deacon formation. It is a very, very excellent resource. Well, Deacon, wouldn't you know, my favorite chapter in the book is number 4, serving my wife. Now, in my own experience, I've seen deacons and their wives sharing every aspect of the ministry, and there's others where it's just the deacon himself. So how do you see the role of spouses to their husband deacons?
Yeah, it's going to vary depending on the relationship that you have with your spouse. So it can go from one extreme to the other. For example, my wife is not interested in doing anything with me.
I mean, oh, no.
No, she's not. Yeah. There's no way I can be doing what I'm doing without her love and support.
Yeah.
Because everything, I don't go anywhere unless she says it's okay. I don't take another project. I don't do anything financially, anything, unless I get her okay and buy-in. So we talk constantly about what's going on. She's a licensed clinical counselor. She has her own thing going, you know, so she's not interested in doing anything, which is fine. And then you have some couples that, the deacon and his wife, where they're almost doing everything together. For example, they're a marriage encounter, or they're doing marriage preparation, or in some dioceses, they have mentor couples. So you have a young couple that just got married, and you have a mentor couple, like for the first year or two of their marriage, helps them along and, you know, step over some of the landmines that may occur early in the marriage and things like that. So some of them are working actively together.
Oh, it's an excellent resource for wives. I will say from my own experience, Deacon, when the good Deacon Scott had that call to the diaconate, we were still such a young family. In fact, we weren't done having children, and I wasn't sure what that ministry was going to mean for our family. But what it was that convinced me was that I knew in my heart that God was calling them to this, and who was I to stand in the way of God? And ever since that I made that decision, God has graced us in so many ways to allow for time. Really, I mean, you think about the times when you have gone and family or friends have stepped in to be there to help your family out. God's always there providing for the deacon family.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I found is that the diaconate actually helped to strengthen our marriage. Mm. You know, so it works both ways. So I'm able to take some experiences from my married life and bring that into diaconal service. And I'm able to bring some of the grace and blessings from diaconal service into my own family. You know, so it actually strengthened our marriage and my relationship with my kids as well. So it's just a wonderful, again, but it has to be the balance, right?
Absolutely.
You know, relationship with God first, family, then everything else after that.
Oh, for sure. Well, definitely, if you are discerning the diaconate, if you are a deacon wife and you want to learn more, or you just want to understand a little bit more about the spirituality of the deacon, I suggest you pick up the book. It is Our Life of Service, the Handbook for Catholic Deacons by Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. It is out by Ave Maria Press. Deacon, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for such a wonderful resource. Before we go, will you end us in prayer?
Sure. In the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, we give you praise and honor and glory. We thank you for the gift of our lives, for the gift of marriage, and the gift of the diaconate. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon those who may be discerning the call, a man and his wife, as they discern together whether to share his gifts with the entire church. So, Lord, we ask you to help strengthen both marriages and the diaconate with your Holy Spirit so that we can be truly witnesses of your love to the world. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Deacon Harold, thank you so much for your time today. God bless you.
Thank you, Brenda. It's great to be here.